Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, gentlemen, I opened Starkfest 47 yesterday. I was on from 10 to 1 with this question regarding Pitt. Are they real? Is this real, what we're watching? I don't know what to believe here. I give them all the credit in the world for doing what they had to do at Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech. I don't think those teams are very good. I think they're horrible, but we've all seen Pitt teams lose games that they should win when they have big opportunities to actually garner themselves some attention nationally and locally. So major marks, but that's a different question than, am I now to believe that they're really good, and are they going to carry this into the Clemson game and win at home a national television game? Regardless of the state Clemson is in, there's going to be eyes on this game. Is Pitt for real? Ron?
I don't know, Joe. I'm not quite ready to go here yet, but I'll say Pickett is for real. The quarterback is very much real. You can just see his experience out there and trust his decision-making. It's a bad ACC this year, but all you can do is beat the teams on your schedule. Now, we know they didn't beat Western Michigan, which is such a big kick in the gut for them. But if they beat Clemson, I said if they win at Virginia Tech and then beat Clemson, they'll start to get that respect that Narduzzi says they need to get. But again, you always hold your breath. They could beat Clemson and then lose to North Carolina or Miami. That's just what they've done in the past. Maybe this year will be the difference, and maybe they'll roar into the ACC championship game with an 11-1 record. Maybe.
You're not convinced yet. Neither am I.
Not yet.
I am convinced because of Kenny Pickett mostly. Now, if he gets injured, everything changes. But you could say the same for a lot of significant people in sports.
I'm convinced they're good to the point where they'll win the conference?
Yes, I do. I think Wake Forest is a really good team. Other than that, I don't see many.
Clemson, NC State's pretty good, decent.
Decent.
Oh, wait a second.
But there's a lot of flaws. Clemson, there's a lot of flaws in this ACC. And I think with
stinks.
Kenny,
there's no other way to say it.
It's all to me about Kenny Pickett. And if he continues to play the way he's playing, even when he doesn't have his best game, he's still better than most quarterbacks in this ACC. Now, they have a tough quarterback in Sam Howell they're going to face in North Carolina, whatever. But these next 2 weeks will go a long way in determining, number one, how legit Pitt is, and I think they are, and number two, how legit Kenny Pickett is for conversation about Heisman Trophy.
Yes. I just saw a list where he was eighth on it. Mm-hmm. And again, I think a lot of people are very interested in this game. I think they're interested about Clemson, too. Like, what happened to them? Are they still going to win that conference? It's a nationally televised game. That's a good defense, too. The defense is very good.
They just
Clemson.
Can't score.
Well, they the can't score, but
quarterback's been disappointing.
He's been disappointing. I thought he had a lot of drop balls on Friday night. And also, it still seems a little curious to me that Clemson's just sort of written off by a lot of people. Bob, it sounded like you kind of wrote them off there. They have a double overtime loss to NC State, and they had a massive battle with the best team in the country,
they did.
Georgia, and the final score was 10-3.
Again, that was a long time.
Their problem
was the
is they
game.
Can't score points. So look at all their games.
Well, so what? I don't think they've gotten better since that game.
Their defense is still very good.
I think
good.
They've gotten worse since that game. They just don't – they don't have the look. I saw Pickett said it after the game, and he goes, people are writing them off. He goes, they are still Clemson, and they may have one more good game in them. But the quarterback, I thought, was going to be great. I picked him. It shows how much I know. I said he would be my Heisman Trophy winner this year. I thought he was going to come in and continue the Trevor Lawrence with Sweeney, and it just hasn't
happened.
Yeah,
he stunk in game one, too, so it's of no significance to you guys that they played the best team in the country to basically a one-score game.
Not 6 weeks ago, because I think they've gotten worse instead of better.
But the one thing that's remained the same is they can't score points. And I think their defense is good. Their defense is going to have to do a really good job on Pickett, which they may. But even if Pickett still he's going to produce more points than Uyunglele.
What's a running? Izzy, what's a running back's name?
Canabanda.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
They can run the ball a little bit too, Pickett.
And their defense has been after quarterbacks, and I believe they're going to make his day tough. They got, I think, 4 sacks the other day, up to 22 on the season. It's one of the best totals. So
they also did give up not that long ago.
I know that.
I'm
Western
not writing
Michigan,
this one
I'm
off
saying.
Either. They gave up. Well, you can't just say, oh, forget about Western Michigan. They gave up 516 yards and 44 points.
Yes.
The guy the other day couldn't throw the ball. Plus, it was a windy day. It's the same MO with Narduzzi, is that he has an aggressive defense and he puts his corners on an island. And it worked out the other day, and good for them. I still think the kid from Clemson is capable of doing damage to them. I still think other quarterbacks. Virginia Tech is god-awful on offense. But I'll say this, too. If Pitt wins this conference, you will not hear from me that it was just a terrible year in the ACC. Clemson's won the conference in
That's
years
right.
like
right.
that. They
win.
Beat a mediocre Pitt team in the ACC final 1 year.
You,
I don't give them
– You win your league, good for you.
Here's a better question for you. Who has a better chance of getting to a college football championship, Penn State or Pitt?
What's Penn State's odds right now?
Well, I mean, they have ranked teams, a lot of good ones on their schedule.
Yeah. They still got to play Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State.
Right, that's the good news for
them.
If
they beat those teams, they're going to have a better resume than Pitt, no matter what Pitt does.
Right, that's what I mean. That's the good news for them.
I don't know that they go through that stretch.
I don't either. That's why I think Pitt may be a better
guy. But wouldn't you rather have good teams on your schedule at this point if you're desperate to get in the playoff?
How good is Iowa now? I saw Iowa got smoked at home by Purdue.
They're not getting to the playoff. I
couldn't believe it.
Right?
They could win out and not get to the playoffs.
Because they will say you didn't beat anybody.
But you also have teams, like this week we had 6 teams in the top 20, I think, lost, including Iowa at number 2, which got smoked by Purdue, which didn't make sense. So you can have those kinds of losses coming at you, and, you know, it may change the complexion of the 4 other than Georgia, because I think Georgia's a lock for that.
Probably. Things change
They
in
do
a hurry.
Change.
Look at Iowa, although I wasn't surprised. And anybody who watched the Iowa game knew they weren't very good.
I still think Alabama and Georgia are going to be 2 of the 4. You're going to play probably in the SEC title game.
Yep.
And certainly if Alabama wins and beats Georgia, and Alabama and Georgia have 1 loss each, I think they both go. I think Alabama and Georgia are clearly the cream of the crop.
How about Cincinnati?
Better than Oklahoma.
Cincinnati is really, really good.
Better than Cincinnati, Oklahoma, Ohio State.
I think Ohio State's been coming on. I think Cincinnati is actually legit. But what about Pitt? What has you convinced, Bob, that in big moments against good offensive teams that this defense will rise to the occasion? You're already believing that they're
definitely
for real.
I believe their defense, that Western Michigan game was what it was. I think what they've done since then is the real Pitt defense, or at least a better –
Don't
version.
The opponents have something to do with that, though?
Yes, they do. Western Michigan, by the way, they've scored 60 points a lot. Or they're scoring on everybody.
Except
so they have
Ball
a pretty
State,
good
they lost 45-20 to Ball
yeah,
State.
Didn't
yes,
you, yeah,
I
you pointed
that.
That out. That's after the Pitt game, right?
There was a letdown. I don't know.
All I'm saying
is the ACC is not very good. Pitt is a better team than anybody else I see in the ACC right now, in my opinion. So if they do what they're capable of doing, they should win the rest of their games. That doesn't guarantee anything because we've seen too much of the Narduzzi situation and where you expect it to happen and it doesn't. So there's still a lot to be. But if you're asking me right now who I would bet on to win the ACC, it would be Pitt.
Yeah, they're the favorite. The Vegas people would agree with you. I need to see them beat Clemson. Clemson still has a bunch of 5-star recruits running around out there. I still think the quarterback is talented and the defense is really good.
I know one 5-star recruit they don't have.
Who's that?
What's his name? Bubba, is it Bubba Chandler?
That's right.
The guy that signed signed with the Pirates, right?
They do not have him, but I'm intrigued. And Kenny Pickett, I agree. I think Kenny Pickett is working his way into maybe day 2 or even a first-round pick. What is there not to like about him? He's 6'3". He's plenty mobile. He can make every throw.
All
He's
the things
tough.
You want in a
He's
quarterback
smart.
In this game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the extra year really has helped him. It was a great decision by him to come back.
And listening to Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Man, it sure looks like Pitt's going to win the Coastal, though, doesn't it?
Even if they lose a game. They have the tiebreakers over, you know. Yeah. I mean, everybody else has lost at least two, right?
Absolutely.
Virginia Tech's only lost one, but Pitt beat them head up.
I'm looking at Wake Forest right now. How many people do you think they'll get for this game Saturday? Josh Rauncher was telling me yesterday that people over there are telling him that tickets are in demand this week.
He
was looking at the secondary market, said prices way more than usual. That's what Rountree said. I haven't looked, but that would be interesting to get something near a sellout. You think that's possible?
I do. For a variety of reasons, Pitt's winning. Pickett's great. And Clemson is still Clemson. People are going to come out. That's a big name opponent. Even if they're down a little bit this year, that's still a big name opponent.
And I would imagine Clemson people will travel.
They always do. There'll be Clemson people in the stands, no doubt.
This is great, actually, to have finally. Yeah. When was the last, like, big atmosphere? Was it Penn State, Ron? The last big atmosphere Pitt game was what?
The first Penn State game, probably. And that's one of the great wins in, Narduzzi history, that first game.
I mean, the
game.
Second Penn State game, too.
Yeah, that was – I don't remember that quite as much. I think the
but
weather –
the place was packed, right?
Yeah,
obviously,
but,
a big atmosphere.
It becomes an event then.
The weather was not as good. That first game was just as unbelievable a scene as you ever see.
Oh, it was
and
fantastic.
And what a game, too.
Yeah, but I would say this is the first –
Pitt lost 51-6, the second one.
Well, that has nothing to do with the lead-in and the atmosphere. I think this is the...
Well, there was no atmosphere in the second half of that game because most people left, except the Penn State
people. Yes, I'm talking about the last time they had a game that people were excited about and they filled Heinz Field or came close to it. So I would say this is the first time, potentially, if they do it since then, right?
I think they have a real chance to do it.
And then if you win that game, you have Miami the next week at home also. And even though Miami's without their starting quarterback and they've been not very good lately, it's still a big game. And you would think by virtue of Pitt winning a game like Clemson, the next week should also follow up. That's how it works.
Amazing how it works.
No matter what you do, big games, people get interested. They'll find you and they'll go. They should.
And you're convinced they're going to do it.
Yes, I am. I think they're going to. I saw the line on this game. I think Pitt will win and cover as well. I think.
What's the line?
Four and a half, depending on who you look.
I think it's, yep.
You picking him to do that, Ron? What's your gut early in the week here?
Oh, man, that's a big line. I mean, I think they can win. I don't know that I'm going to give that many points.
I still have a lot of respect for Clemson.
I do, too.
I don't even like Dabo Sweeney, but that program and that defense.
But like Alabama, which every year comes up with new five-star to replace the five-stars who's left, they haven't adequately replaced guys who've left. And, in fact, they've gotten worse. You would think that they would just put someone else in, and I think that's what we all expected with DJ Uiagalelei. He'd be terrific.
Right.
And he's really struggling. He's missing opportunities. It doesn't look like he's very comfortable back there at all.
Well, they have massive losses along their offensive line as well.
Right.
Which, as we know from the pro team here, can affect a quarterback.
Well, how many guys? They send about 10 guys to the NFL every year, right?
But you always assume they have people waiting who are just as good.
And having said all of that, they have a double overtime loss to NC State and a 10-3 loss to the best team in the country. So I still think this is going to be a formidable opponent and a really good game.
I didn't say it wasn't. I just said it should be a really good game, and Pitt has more weapons than they do on offense, and I think that'll end up being the difference.
Pitt's offense is fun to watch.
Yeah.
Mostly because of the quarterback, but the receivers are really good, and I was impressed with the line.
Kroll is really good now. Tight end who's emerged as
he
really
has.
Good. Especially down the middle of the field. He's good. So, we'll see. Should be fun, though. I'm looking forward to an event like that.
Can Narduzzi take advantage of a big, big opportunity? Can Pitt do that?
We'll find out.
You going to be there, Ron?
I will be there. Looking forward to it.
All right. How about a quick thought on the Penguins and Marc-Andre Fleury getting knocked out of the box?
I was there the other night for that, and, 4 goals on 10 shots, not the way he wanted to come home. The Penguins are playing well right now, 2-0-1 without Crosby and Malkin. Who would have guessed that? And I was glad I wrote about Sullivan. I got some time alone with him afterwards, became the Penguins' all-time winningest coach. And, man, it's come a long way since he started 0-4, hasn't he? 0-4. Yeah. They got outscored 15-4 in those games. And he said, I was excited and scared to death at the same time back then. And now he's won two cups, the winningest coach, going to coach a U.S. team in the Olympics. I think he's headed to the Hall of Fame with those two cups. What a turnaround for him. And I think he's a hell of a coach. And he does his best work when the stars aren't in there, doesn't he?
It's really amazing. And Brian Rust also didn't play the other
night. Yeah, he's not going to play tonight. Tomorrow, it looks like.
All these sniper guys, the guys you count on, and yet they've produced 15 goals in three games. So they're doing it with a lot of different guys. His trust in some of these guys and how they develop is tremendous.
And Jari was solid. He's been solid.
They're making it easier on him, which is good. They need to do that, especially early in the season. So.
Little news item along with that out of The Athletic. Evgeny Malkin resumed skating earlier this month, but still expected to be out until December. But the fact that he's back on the ice is pretty good news. And then Sid, who knows? It looks like it's fairly imminent.
Back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at the game Sunday, Saturday, watching him introduce the team. And, I mean, Matheson's in a suit. Rust is in a suit. Malkin is in a suit. Crosby is in a suit. And they go out and score five goals and beat Marc-Andre Fleury.
I'll tell you what, these two guys they brought in,
O'Connor's been great.
Yeah, young kid. They trust him, but also Brock McGinn.
Heinen's got a goal in every game, right?
And I don't know how many Penguins have started their career that way.
Fleury was a complete basket case the other night. Would you agree with that?
I don't think he spoke after the game either, which was a little disappointing.
It just didn't look right, does it?
I remember he once said he's not comfortable coming into this building and playing here.
I said that.
He was the last time he came in. He pitched a shutout.
Yeah, but I still, that doesn't mean he likes it.
The love for him wasn't quite as strong from the crowd.
But they wanted Chicago to keep him in goal.
Oh, yeah.
Once they yanked him,
they booed.
People were booing. What are you doing?
He was awful. They're awful so far. But they're sort of, they got a bunch of new pieces, and Taves is back, and I don't know. It's just a weird situation there. Coming up, let's take a trip around the NFL, shall we? There's a lot.
I love it.
A lot going on, especially in the AFC North.
And how about your man Urban Meyer got his first win yesterday?
I was watching it right here. I forget who I was watching.
Did he take a direct flight to Columbus, or did he go back to Jacksonville on the way?
Good question. We'll talk about that coming up next here on Cook and Joe and Bob.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.